Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, Mr. Tom Petty, bringing us back. There's the Heartbreakers behind him there. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest, our good friend, longtime Break Trust member, Chief Home Officer. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find him just about anywhere, especially online. He's the author of Safe at Home, Home Office Know-How, et cetera, many other things he's done in the area of small business, micropreneuring. Jeffrey, thanks again for being here.
Always great to be
We're talking
with you.
About Google earlier in the visit, and we were talking about how Google is disrupting themselves, and I think, even though as we talked about it, being courageous. Even though they've got plenty of money and they can afford to take risks, whereas you and I might not be able to take those kind of risks, I still say for them this is a big step, and so good for them. But one of the things that they've done, you know, Google is if you use Google very much, there are a lot of things that irritate you about them, but they are innovators. They come up with some pretty useful tools, and you're almost a complete Googleite, aren't you?
Everything except for my phone not being Android, but it runs. What's wrong with me? I'm not. I haven't totally glopped down the Kool-Aid.
I love my Google phone.
Yeah,
I love my Android phone. But you use their Office stuff. Their technology. Their efficiency stuff.
Yeah, and I think one of the things to keep in mind, and you know, a lot of what I use is available elsewhere in other applications. So, you know, we've spoken about it. I should be a paid shill for them.
Well, Google's basically free, isn't it? And most of that stuff free.
And in fact, they give away 15 gigabytes of storage on their services. And because of the work I do, I sometimes get very large files.
Right.
And eventually I got up close to, I was approaching my limit, so I went out and for, I think it's 99 cents a month, I bought a terabyte of storage. So it's
a
thousand gigabytes of storage.
For tightwad Zabar, that's a big
Can you imagine? I went out and I've got my accountant on it because I got to see if I can afford this.
I can remember when a megabyte was $1,000. Now you're buying a terabyte for a dollar.
For a dollar, yeah, exactly. A month, it's still $12 a year. I mean,
How will you live? Well, what about this organizer thing you were telling me about?
Well, what's interesting is that, you know, as part of Gmail, you know, they have a whole suite of services, obviously,
mm-hmm.
on Google, and as part of Gmail, Google Calendar and Contacts are part of the sort of bundle, because it's sort of modeled in some ways after Outlook.
Mm-hmm.
So you have your calendar, you have your email, you know, sort of device or mm-hmm. application. Within it is a contact application, which only recently they spun off as its own so that it's, you know, a more robust contact manager. But part of the calendar that they have that's in there as well is a task manager. And you and I have had conversations about how to better manage and handle the details and the projects, for example, that I get. Because I'm a project guy. I get someone could call me today and I need an article tomorrow, or I need this magazine supplement written in 3 months. And so my concern was, how do I manage all the details, but all those assignments coming in? And I was hemming and hawing. I got a whiteboard. I got a small whiteboard. You know, I have one on the wall, one on the desk. I went out and bought a desktop, you know, calendar pad to take notes and write all this stuff down. And eventually I just said, you know what? They have a task manager. They have tasks. And so I went in and opened it up and started writing down the tasks. And I have them all there in front of me. And the thing is, it syncs to my phone, Apple as it may be, it syncs to my phone, so my tasks are always there for me to view, as is my calendar, my contacts, and my email. And I think that the key point here is whatever you're using, whether you use that, whether you use Outlook, whether you use Goldmine, whether you use whatever for the tools that you use to run your business, sometimes we get a little caught up in looking for some highfalutin, application or solution. We think the end-all be-all is what we're looking for when it might be right in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we just have to explore a little bit more deeply the tools we already use and see what their functionality is.
I heard someone say, when I used to do a fair amount of work with Microsoft, someone once told me over there that the average heavy user, the average heavy user of Word, just of Microsoft Word, only used about 16% of the capability of the thing.
Yeah,
I mean,
it
might have been. It might not have been 16. It might have been. I don't know what the number was, but it was a number that was shockingly low.
Yeah, I mean that's.
It wasn't just that they didn't need the other stuff. They didn't know
they
how to do
no
it.
They had no idea. It's amazing.
Yeah.
You do a few wrong keystrokes. Don't do this while you're
working on an important document
and haven't done a hard save. But a few wrong keystrokes, and you'll find out. You'll open apps, and you'll open things
like when you're not off the middle of the day and your head hits the keyboard. That's kind of...
That happens all the time. But things will open up that you had no idea existed. And the things that these things are capable of doing, it's almost like, but who wants to go out and read a For Dummies book?
So look around. The message is look around and see what's available for free. You like the new Google Task Manager?
Yeah, I mean, it's been around forever. It's just I'm the one who's slowed
you're
the
new one,
here.
Huh?
Exactly.
Yeah. My big deal right now is getting Outlook Calendar to sync up with Google Calendar. That's my... on my phone. That's my big challenge right now.
Just migrate to
Google. I used to do that. Now it won't. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
hey, Jeffrey,
you know.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com is Jeffrey's website. Jeff, come back soon.
Jim, always great to be with you.
Good
thanks
to have
for
you here.
Us.
Jeffrey Zabarn, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.